Grace and peace. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional, Praying for the Institution of Marriage. Hebrews 13:4 says, give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Marriage is a sacred covenant designed by God to reflect His love and faithfulness. Yet in today's world, this institution faces numerous challenges. Broken relationships, cultural redefinition, and spiritual attacks seem to be consistent. As believers, we are called to uphold marriage in prayer, asking God to protect, to restore, and to bless this holy union. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, God established marriage saying, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This unity is a picture of Christ's relationship with the church. Ephesians 5, 31 and 32 reminds us that marriage is not just about companionship, but also about glorifying God. Praying for marriages, whether our own or others, helps fortify them and us against the enemy's schemes and allows God's grace to flourish within them. Pray for unity. Ask God to strengthen the bond between spouses and help them work through challenges together. Pray for faithfulness. Intercede for purity and commitment in marriages within your family, within your church, and also within your community. Pray for healing. Lift up marriages that are struggling, asking God to bring restoration and forgiveness. In doing so, you preserve the very fiber and the very fabric of what God established as His blueprint to life. That blueprint needs to be understood and embraced, and we are grateful that we can be a part of keeping the fabric of that strong. Lord, we lift up the institution of marriage to You. Protect and strengthen the bond between husbands and wives. Help them to love one another selflessly and remain faithful to their covenant. Heal broken marriages and guide couples to reflect Your love and Your grace. May every marriage glorify You and fulfill Your divine purpose. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. We understand how important this is to God. So we're going to pray and understand that if we commit ourselves to the marriages, not just in this country, but worldwide, we will start seeing homes that are established with the order and the plans of God. And it's not to say that if you're not married, God's not in it. No, it's to say that God's design is a perfect design, and we're going to honor it by praying for the institution of marriage. Be blessed and be encouraged.